Okay, good morning everybody again, and a meaningful Yom HaZikaron. Everyone's just, it's going to be a little bit colder at the time of right after davening, so I thought I would record the Rambam Chabura and Shnayim Mikra will continue to be in person, and maybe that'll be the pattern for a little bit now, as it's a little bit chilly still in the mornings. I don't want to freeze anybody out. So the theme of the day is V'Yishem Nikiyam V'Yashem Yisrael. The three halachos in the Rambam, Ches, Tri, Yud, are all predicated on that idea. And the Rav used to like to say, V'Yishem Nikiyam V'Yashem Yisrael, your reputation is not your own. Person can't say, well, you know, it's his fault, his mind is in the gutter, but we have to, you know, even at the level of perception, be very sensitive to the fact that there is chashada. And that means that sometimes, you know, we don't want to put people in a situation where they'll be choshed b'ksherim, choshed b'ksherim lo kibigufo, and we're responsible for that, as well. And again, this is all in the context of gabayim, gabay tzedaka, that are nashim ne'amanim v'yiduim, and we talked about the two dinim of ne'amanim. They're objectively honest people, but they're also yiduim. Subjectively, people relate to them as such. Yiduim l'shivteichem. We talked that it was really barred from the world of dayanim, which he had another diuk in the Rambam to support that the distribution of tzedakos is kedine mamonos. So these are individuals about whom, you know, you could say objectively and subjectively, they're completely credible. And yet, you know, Visam Dikimei Hashem Yisrael doesn't apply, you know, to suspicious individuals. It applies in particular to credible individuals based on the Rav's insight, because your reputation, your hard-earned shame tov, should not be trifled with. So the Gabay Tzedakin Rishon Lifrosh Zemizeh Bashuk, Elekadesh Yezeh, Porish Lashar, Vizeh Porish Lachanus, Vigovin. So they're allowed to collect individually as long as people can visualize both of them. You don't want a situation where, you know, they break off of each other and people say, oh, wait a second, I thought you needed two people there. There are always two people that are involved in the Gabaos of Tzedakah. Right? We talked about the Srara, factor of a Mashkin and Al Tzedakah. Now one person breaks off, so it must be that he's now, you know, collecting for the purposes of his kitchen remodeling. Somebody's going to say he's pocketing money in the shuk. And so in private, we totally trust the individual to do the right thing. Likewise, let's say a person is actually owed money. And the guy pays him up in the shuk. Right? Because people are going to say he just took that money from the guy and pocketed it. That even in terms of just, you know, counting up the money is associated with the tzedakah, so it's absolutely imperative that it be counted in such a way that nobody's saying, okay, they're counting by twos or counting by threes, and you know, every third one he's pocketing, every second one he's pocketing. V'yisem nikiyim May Hashem umi Yisrael. And remember the original context of this, I think it's actually very appropriate for Yom HaZikaron, was the B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad, right, in terms of satisfying their responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also to the Jewish people, you know, by being the Chalutzei Tzava. And we can just conclude today by noting that, you know, that is exactly what all of those who made the ultimate sacrifice did. They certainly discharged their responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Eretz Yisrael, for Torah Yisrael, whatever their level of personal practice is, but in fulfillment of Harashtem Masar Tzvishav Temba and Pikuach Nefesh Terabim, to enable us to be there, and also Mi Yisrael, Lamana Chai V'Rayai, they stood in the breach for all of us. Looking forward to continuing with Shnayim Mikra in person.